A winter storm is on the way, and just like what seems like every storm has done so far this winter season, a wintry mix is in the forecast. That means it is not going to be just a snowmaker across our area, though some spots are likely to stay all snow, especially across northern New York and also northern Vermont. But for many of us, there's going to be a transition period from snow over to some sleet, potentially some freezing rain as well. And some spots well south of Albany may even change to a bit of rain tomorrow night as this storm comes through. So, of course, when we introduce these other factors, sleet and freezing rain and rain, that does make the snow forecast a bit more challenging. Timing is everything in these situations, and a little adjustment in the timing. Say the transition occurs maybe an hour later than expected, then the snow piles up a little bit more. If that transition occurs a bit more quickly, then the snow amount ends up being a bit less. But what still comes on in altogether is the amount of water that ends up on the ground, the combination of snow, sleet, the ice accretion, any rain, all into that snowpack. And that means it is going to be rather heavy and hard to move. So keep that in mind if you are responsible for clearing a driveway or a sidewalk. The snow itself is going to have a lot of water content to it, and that means it is going to be quite heavy. So in terms of how things are going to play out, tonight's going to be fine. I don't see any concerns if you happen to be out and about tonight. And even the morning commute tomorrow should be fine across the area. Then we'll see snow work in basically from south to north as we go through the day tomorrow. So by the evening commute, I expect travel challenges across our area. Then as we head into tomorrow night, we'll start to see that sleet come in also from south to north. We'll see exactly how far that sleet line makes it, but it will likely make it to at least the capital region the way it looks now. And then a period of freezing rain is likely as well, especially south of Albany tomorrow night. Some spots farther south will actually go over to a period of rain. Then by Wednesday morning, we still have challenging travel conditions across the area with snow-covered or slushy roads or icy roads, depending upon your location. It all probably goes back to a little bit of snow as things wind down on Wednesday, and it will turn pretty windy as well for Wednesday afternoon. In terms of snow amounts, it's not going to be a blockbuster, but certainly a significant event with an average of about 5 to 10 inches across much of the area. Amounts will be heavier to the north where it stays all snow, and amounts will be lighter to the south where it's more of a mix than just snow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, snow developing with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, snow likely with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the teens to near 20. Tomorrow, snow developing, changing to an icy mix late, with a high around 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, lows in the single digits to around 10. And for tomorrow, snow developing, then changing to an icy mix late, with highs in the 20s to around 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, the wintry mix will end, probably as a bit of snow, generally drying out, though there may be a few snow showers during the afternoon, windy with highs in the 30s to near 40, and on Thursday, variably cloudy with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.